Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelus.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between.
Hey, you guys.
Welcome back to the show. We're getting into another fire flower strain. It's fantastic. This is a sativa strain, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a sativa dominant hybrid.
Yeah, I would say really decent on the sativa side.
Yeah.
Really good.
It's feelings of like creative, uplifted, and happy.
Yeah.
It's not a very indica dominant effect that you're feeling from this strain usually.
Yeah, it's a very euphoric, not real.
Not everyone, actually.
Yeah, that's true, though.
Because McLean was saying that when he actually smokes this, he's sleepy. But when he uses his Volcano, it's the perfect daytime strain.
Well, and it does go to say, you know, vaporizer during open flame, you totally change the composition of it and how you're going to feel. But today we are consuming Ice Queen.
Oh, yeah. This one's a delicious mix between White Widow and Cinderella 99.
Oof. I've never had Cinderella. I've had White. I've had plenty of White Willow.
Widow.
Well, Willow.
Yeah. Widow. But
Tomato. But it's so, it's uplifting. It's really, it's kind of a pungent smell. It's nice, though. Almost hints of cheese, like a blue cheese.
Cheesy smell to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheesy notes to it. It's actually supposed to be rose, pepper, and lavender notes.
That's disgusting.
But I don't get those. I actually don't like flowery.
I hate flowery. No, I hate
floral notes. I'm not a fan of. There was that one sativa strain that we did, and it had incredibly strong floral notes, and I only tried it enough to get the experience, and then I passed it to Emily because I don't like floral.
Which one was that? Oh, I remember that cart.
It's a sativa based one. I mean, I can tell you like the cart, I just can't.
Yeah,
and who makes
it? A banger.
I just can't tell. No, it was the Gold Coast.
Oh, yes.
Gold Coast Clears.
Like, I really didn't like those.
It was thinner concentrate. Flavor was good,
Flubbed
but not
the
experience wasn't quite as high. Like, it wasn't quite the same. But yeah, very interesting flavor. I'm not a big floral note fan, but I don't get floral notes with Ice Queen.
No.
Which is
not
weird
at all.
Because it has rose and lavender.
I don't know why. Maybe it's the cultivar.
Maybe.
And you know, and that's happened before, you know, like recently I tried some flower that we were able to get of Tropicana cherries.
Mm-hmm.
And this Tropicana cherries, there's two different types that it could be. And one is higher in limonene and the other one is high in beta-carotene.
Oh.
And the one that caused that strange effect I told you, where it was like burning up in my nose of like chlorine.
Yeah.
And it felt like I needed to sneeze, but I couldn't. And it started to induce a panic. And I couldn't. And I knew I could breathe because I kept going. Thing like in my throat closing up. Like I just got super paranoid to the point of hallucinating. Like I was full on like, and not in a good way. Like every psilocybin journey that I've ever had has all been very positive. I've never had like a bad trip.
Yeah.
Like people tell me never, but I'm pretty genuinely happy and outgoing. So I would assume that. Right. But this, I had like five shots of lemon juice, two droppers of CBD and I could have done fine with just two shots and a dropper, but because I wanted to go on right away,
yeah,
I thought it was going to help with that. It took about 10 minutes for the lemon juice to calm down the panic. And then the CBD, it took about a full hour to get out of my system. That's how strong it was.
Wow. I mean, but it was an indoor, really nice grow. Ugh. Like, and the colors on that one,
purple.
Amazing.
But this one, this is coming from another indoor grow, if I'm
not. It is, yeah.
And it's very mild as far as the effect, but actually lasts a long
very
time.
Very airy, light,
yeah.
Big nugs. Some of the nugs in there are like massive, probably 4 or 5 grams on a nug. Like they're just beasts of a nug. They're amazing. The one thing I do notice with this strain, because we've had it for a minute, I get dry eyes more with this one than I think I have many other strains in a while.
I'd agree. This definitely gives me a lot of the slant eye, where it's red, like, and it's dry, like you, like, again, referring back to the pool, it's like dry getting out of a public, highly chlorinated pool. You will feel it. Some other people don't feel it, but for me, my endocannabinoid system, super dry eye, very clear. From the terpene profile, I would imagine that it's just a mild.
So the dominant
is beta carophyllene.
Dominant terpene is terpenylene.
Oh,
and
really?
And then myrcene and osamine. Yeah.
Wow.
So fruity notes are supposed to be the predominant note.
No.
Mm-mm.
If I get fruity on this one, it's probably the closest. Like, this is really strange too, but I almost smell like pancakes. To me, I smell like a small sweet scent. Not a sweet flavor, but a very sweet scent.
Like vanilla?
Yes.
In near baking or something?
Like yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. I mean, it feels really decent. It's not a crazy, like, hardcore sativa like the last one we had, the Malawi Sunrise. That one is, like, super happy.
This is straight to the face, though, now?
Yeah, all in the face. I feel it here in the cheeks and around here and a little bit down here. But I'll tell you, dude, it's this one done in small quantities or even larger quantities is totally fine. Microdosing, if you are an experienced cannabis consumer, I would smoke a full bowl of this. I could
Me
do
too.
It. I have, and I've enjoyed it. It hasn't been
bad. It's
at
not
all.
Too over the top.
Mm-mm, not at all. You know, there are strains out there where just a tiny amount will go a long way. You have to remember that a bowl is usually used for a community such as this size. This is a pretty good size bowl. It's a big bowl in our favorite bong, the Jet Filtration Systems, linked down below. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice, but it's not a tasty strain. It has this weird aftertaste, but it's clearing up the last one I had. So that's
maybe
cool.
That's where the floral notes come in. That's why it's shitty. Just kidding.
I always like rose petals, like when, you know, like old ladies would be like, oh, I got this really nice rose petal perfume. Do you like it? I'm like,
no.
I don't even like the smell of roses. I wake up and smell the roses.
I don't mind stopping and smelling flowers when it's on a flower. I just don't want a person to smell like a flower. But everyone's got their jam, you know? Oh, but some people are really into floral notes.
This is actually a really nice strain to be able to use, say, if you were on a really strong strain. I find that sometimes when crossing a strain with another one, you get a different effect.
Oh, yes.
And this has been, because of the profile of the last strain that we had compared to this one, this is a nice balance now because the other one I was very happy. Like, extremely happy. Well,
this one's a very creative, uplifted, happy strain, too.
This is a focus strain. This is a really good one, like Tropicana Cherries.
This one I love for work. I actually really enjoy this for getting a day of stuff done.
That aftertaste. It's so weird. It's so weird. I don't know how to describe it.
Maybe it's the floral tones. Maybe. I'm trying to, like...
Here comes the red eyes.
I'm trying to...
I can feel it.
Yeah, I can feel it. I'm trying to, like, pick out... what that flavor is that I have in my mouth now from it.
Yeah, I don't know what flavor that you could define it as, but it's
nothing
good
in this
enough.
Moment.
It's okay. It's okay. It's not, but it's not what I'm after. What I'm after with this strain, this is a great, like, and this sounds semi-illegal, but not like we haven't done. but if you had a place to drive such as Las Vegas from Utah, and you needed to do it. You're doing it at afternoon because you didn't want the traffic. This is a conversation strain. You can keep pretty focused. I don't feel like I would lose my train of thought on this.
No.
I think I'd be very focused.
It's also not a great one for pain relief. So if that's what you're looking for, this is definitely not the strain.
No. No pain relief. Matter of fact, a little tightness in my jaw. Just a little. I've noticed that every single time I use it.
Same.
I can almost feel it down here too, almost like a chin strap pulling. Just slightly. Interesting. It's very strange. Yeah.
I feel it in my cheeks, like my jaw right here.
No dry mouth.
A little bit, but not a lot.
I'm more in my eyes. You can feel that burn. Like I was saying, it's like chlorine in a pool.
Yeah. And I'm like, ah.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes after I smoke a bunch of this, I'll sit and close my eyes for a second. But I do that. Sometimes when I get dry eyes, I don't actually go put drops in. I just drink some water and then I close my eyes for a minute. And
this is a good movie theater strain.
Oh yeah. It really could be.
Really nice. Like just relaxing over there. And then if you're more of like the outdoor sciencey type, like this would be great for like a camping.
Oh, you know, right? Hiking. Yeah.
I'm imagining like, you know, being out there in a place where you just open up your...
See the stars.
The stars.
That'd be amazing.
No kids yelling.
No traffic. No lights.
Nothing. Just stars forever.
No Vin Diesel racing up and down State Street.
That dickhead. But just the tops of the trees, like that's what I'm imagining, like that. Or going to like a planet. You know, stoners are known to go into like doing those types of things, but it would make sense on this strain.
Oh yeah, go to the laser light show up like the planetarium, or go watch some Pink Floyd.
This is something we should do sometime, dude. We're by two universities, the one we really like and the other one we can't stand. So the one that we do like, I would love to go, because they have a lot of speakers that come there all the time, and they pay them. And the school gets like a write-off for so many things that they're bringing in, like outside speakers, so they have to pay for these guys. Like Gary Vee came and spoke there a couple times over at UVU. And it would be great to go listen, get baked.
And go listen and to go a listen speaker. To yeah, that would be really interesting,
It'd
actually.
Be super fun. We just park up the road, we walk up on campus, and then we just... show up. Like they're not checking anything. You just show up to be able to listen to a speaker. Like I learned about this one guy. He came and talked about UFOs. It's fucking awesome. Cool. And I got school.
Did you
go
see it?
Yeah. I did it for class credit. Yeah. It was super cool.
When you were in school.
Oh yeah. I wasn't, okay. I wasn't using cannabis at the time.
I was thinking like recently.
So unfortunate.
I was like, what?
This would be a great, higher education strain too. I feel like if you had this would be really good.
So this last month, and a half, maybe. I don't know how long it's been. Maybe it's only been a month, but I've been spending hours and hours every day learning and studying.
Oh,
and I've used a lot of this. Yeah. And I will have to say, this has been fantastic for doing that. I retain so much of the information still.
Oh, yeah.
But, and I can focus, really get honed in. It's been wonderful for that. So if you're a student in, you know, college or whatever, or, you know, you're really trying to get a project at work done, this is perfect.
Yeah. This is a great overall happy strain, but it's super focused. So you can get your shit done. I would never really recommend Visine to people because I know that long-term use of it can really, it's not.
Does it do not good things?
It's not good for you.
What's it supposed to do? It's
just
supposed to make your eyes better, but like what's the negativity or long-term negative?
I don't know. I just know I have an optometrist that I've gone to and they don't usually go, yeah, keep putting that shit in your eyes. Like saline's decent. If you can be able to get saline drops. Solution. Yeah. Like that'd be okay. It'll burn a little bit though. But like Visine, I would totally have a little bottle of Visine with me for this particular strain. That's the only negative on this one is that your eyes, dude, like, as soon as I was just like, yeah,
it's not as bad yet.
It's annoying on my left eye,
but I usually smoke a lot more. So I think for me, once I'm in my second or third bowl and then I really start feeling it, I'm like, man, my eyes are just super dry. And you're right. Maybe this one for that Visine would be fantastic, but I don't normally use eye drops because most of the time my eyes aren't really red.
Right. No, I get that. I mean, like this, this isn't like a real peppy strain. The last one, Malawi Sunrise, that's a peppy
strain.
Very
energetic.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I like that. But it's
like that one's an activity
Totally.
Kind of strain. And this one's like a get work done kind of strain, or even super just like focused. Hang out and chill kind of strain. Well, it's cool too,
because, you know, for those who are sativa users, you already have that caffeinated effect with some strains that are a little too much. And if you're a caffeine consumer, if you like to drink rock stars, monsters, whatever, and coffee, or if you like coffee or teas, like black teas, whatever it is, this is something great to pair it with, because it's not going to be overwhelming. Like, you're actually going to be able to enjoy your coffee and the effects of caffeine. Plus,
that's my favorite. Honestly, that's how I function really well in the mornings, is I usually do
coffee
in my cannabis, and then I'm just sit down for hours and get stuff done.
Yeah, like, I noticed that. Like, during the week, if I give you a call around certain times, I'm like, oh, dude, he's probably just in the zone. Don't worry about it. I just hang up. I'm like, nope. I was like, if it rings after three, I'm like, no, he's in it. No worries. Like, it's not a, you know me, I just got to talk. But it's a really, really nice strain. As it goes on, slight dulling effect, I feel right here. But that just could be because I took a bunch of CBD.
Oh, weird. Yeah, I do kind of feel something right here.
Yeah, it's very strange. Weird. It's, but not disorienting as I'm moving my head around. The only reason why I'm doing that is because...
to see if you get the sloshy motion or that.
Yeah, yeah. Like Super Boof.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't feel it on this one.
Super Boof, it was like this. It was like the delayed, like I'd move and then all of a sudden the image moves. Like one of these like horror movies, like the guy's looking in the mirror and he's like, oh, something's
watching himself.
And then he goes like this
own motion.
And then all of a sudden,
or it turns like the other way.
Yeah. And you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
That one, Super Boof, does that. You have to be careful with Super Boof. But this one is, it's just really great. If you had a lot of it, it can be sedative with a lot. I have noticed that. I did it one night. I was deciding I wanted to play some games before I crashed. I was playing some Monster Hunter, and I turned it off after about 20 minutes.
Wow.
I smoked a pretty good sized bowl with it. And I was just like, you know, I'm going to turn this off, and it just went and laid down. But it's not bad. It's an either or. So if you smoke this late at night, you're doing stuff and you're preparing something that you need to get ready for work or maybe school tomorrow. This is great either way, because after you're going to be able to fall asleep pretty quickly. This is nice. It's nice and relaxed and chill. It's all in the head. It's gone to the head.
I have a lot in my body, but we've also done two other strains today. So
yeah, no, but I mean, even here, like, I know what you mean.
It feels relaxed, but like loose,
it's
but
like
not
jello-y.
Like, yeah, it's interesting. But I haven't taken CBD, so just the lemon juice. But then just the other two strains that we've done, and I'm sitting here thinking, like,
oh, dude,
I feel interesting as far as the rest of my body. Still very clear-headed, focused.
Do this for a little bit, right? And then stop. <It's> still... That's why it said jello-y, because I start doing this and I stop, and my body still keeps going.
So it feels like, Yeah.
Like, weird. It's so weird. Fun strain.
I think it's not just this strain. I think that is a combination of all of the strains at this moment.
Maybe,
but
that's not unusual, because I felt that way before. I've done this before on Ice Queen. I was going like this one time. I was typing up something, and then I was like, rah, 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 and then I stopped, and I'm like, whoa. And so when we were doing this, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I remember this. This is just a fun, like, this is good for listening to comedians too, or watching comedians. We need to do that too. We need to go to like the comedy store up here.
And go to another comedian.
Yeah. What's it called?
Comedy sports?
Something guys.
Wise guys.
Wise guys, yeah. Wise guys. That's where all the like the actual comics come in.
Oh, cool.
I don't want to do that shit.
Is that
comedy sports? That's awful.
I was like, I don't know.
That's Utah County funny.
They're not funny.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I would tell you about that.
I've gone there.
Dude, when it first opened up, I was dating this girl, and she's like, hey, I got these tickets. Why don't you bring your dad with you? I'm like, okay, cool. And she brought her parents. And I'm like, okay. And we go sit in there to Comedy Sports in Provo, Utah. And if you're part of that, and if it's still around, whatever. Like, nobody watches Whose Line Is It Anyways anymore. So why are you still doing this? But it was this kind of like skit comedy improv. And they're doing their thing. And the whole crowd is dying. except two people, me and my dad. And my dad goes, lame. And my dad's got a thick accent. Lame. He's bad, Jesse. He's like, yeah, I know it, Pop. But he's like, so bad. And we just sat there, and that girl was dating. She looks over and she goes, this is hilarious. I'm like, if you say, because right. I'm used to like dark, over the top humor, Doug Stanhope, Andrew not Dice Clay.
Vanilla as they come. Do not use any sort of anything in your jokes or comedy. And you're like,
oh, so boring.
Okay.
All right. You could not enjoy this. Like the Malawi Sunrise, I think you could enjoy yourself anywhere. Like, hey, I'm getting some dental work done. All right. Right? Like, cool. Like, I seriously, like, if you're going to the dentist, smoke some Malawi Sunrise. Great. If you're going to go to the movies, have some Ice Queen. Ice Queen is fantastic, but it's just all around, like, you can get shit done or enjoy something that you're doing. All around strain, and you can sleep on it.
But if this is just that, I feel really relaxed. Not like couch lock, but like,
no,
not relaxed. Tight, not tense, except for my jaw has a little bit.
Yep.
But aside from that,
right here.
My arms, my legs, my body feels relaxed.
Yeah, it feels great. Now, if you have an opportunity to stop by your dispo or your plug, find out if they've got some Ice Queen. We got this from the Northwest.
Yeah, up in Oregon. Yeah. Indoor grow.
And, you know, if you're in Oregon, I'm sure you guys are partaking of this quite often. Washington.
I would be.
Northern Cal probably has a lot of this. I'm sure it's all over.
East Coast. You guys got this?
We need to find out. We just need to look at dispensaries on the East Coast before we get on to look at that.
Yeah, let us know. If you've tried Ice Queen, what are your thoughts? Have you had it in concentrate? Do we need to stay away from it because it has those floral notes? Is the rose and lavender like really prominent in a concentrate?
Well.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Gross.
So, but the flower is fantastic. I like it.
Yeah, we're gonna also be testing a lot more carts as well. You guys will be hearing from
8 out of 10.
Yeah,
the flavor's not my favorite. No. The experience is good.
I would only imagine that a concentrate would taste.
I'd give it 8. I'd say 8.
I like it. I think it's pretty good. I'm a big fan of it. Would I have a lot of it? Meh, maybe. I would have a lot of Tropicana cherries.
Oh, man. Yeah. Or Super Boof.
Or Malawi.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Above. Dude, they're all great. But if you've got an opportunity to be able to get Ice Queen, go get it. It's fantastic. Also, for our Patreon supporters. Guys, we couldn't do this without you guys.
Thanks to every one of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and like I said, even a dollar, we had somebody just like feel bad. They're like, I can only give you a dollar. I'm like, cool.
Every dollar helps.
Yeah, and with as many listeners we have, we can be able to do a lot more things. We want to travel. We're trying to get out as many as we can on our dime. But we couldn't do a lot of this without you. And a big, big, big shout out to all those legacy fans. Even if you're not Patreon supporters, we're cool with it. If you can't, you can't. No big deal.
We love that you're here.
Yeah, we do. Every single week. It feels good. Feels weird when people in person say, I listen to you every week.
Yeah. Like, cool. Or all the time. Nice. Or every day. And it's like, wait, what?
Yeah. That's cool. That's a good feeling. Just like Ice Queen. So, yeah. We'll catch you guys next week.
Take care.